This is Off Stage and On the Air, performance number 519. I am Lisa Sheps, and I am joined, as usual, with Nicole Shiro.
Hello.
Hello. You're listening to us on KOOP HD1, HD3 Hornsby. If it's musical theater, it's on Off Stage and On the Air. I don't know what happened to our music. But I'm gonna try to reset it and play the next song that I wanted to play. We'll see if it works. Here goes.
Is it magic?
It is Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. On the show today, we have the Generic Theater Ensemble Company and the Vortex Reps production of Black Girl Love, and then Something for Nothing Theater's production of Cymbeline. And of course, we're gonna have lively discussions of the world of theater in Austin, New York, Chicago, Broadway, West End, and Columbus, Ohio. Stick with us. I tell you, I don't know what's going on with
Gremlins.
The audio. The Gremlins.
Gremlins.
I'm going to have to try to fix it while we talk. I can't figure out what's going on.
Sometimes we happen to be electronically challenged.
Well,
today may happen to be that day.
It may be that day. I'm gonna reset everything while we talk. I'm checking in with you, Nicole Shiro.
I'm here.
You're here. Okay, that's all you have to say?
No.
I'm trying to stall for time, and all you have to say is
you know
I'm here?
What I have to say? I think I'm pretty excited that Lena Hall is joining the cast of Bat Out of Hell. She just made that musical exciting.
There you go.
That's my excitement of the day.
I don't know the storyline, but is she playing the
Sloane?
Sloane
is the character, the lead lady.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Is that the one that in the dashboard
light? Lena Hall will be able to sing Meatloaf really well. So who cares what else is going on?
Sounds like
so
a personal
problem. So that's my
problem.
Excitement. And then I realized it's 2 weeks till Hugh Jackman in Houston. So that's my excitement of today.
All right. Perfect. I have no excitement other than I'm warm. And I'm ready for summer.
We went to the theater together. That's exciting.
I'm ready for summer to be over.
Oh, poor mom was 34 today, so wanted the warmth.
I'm ready for summer to be over. Let's introduce the folks that are here. Shall we?
We shall.
Okay,
we have a large group.
We have a nice large group here today. We have Simone Alexander. Hi, Simone.
Hello.
We have Octavia Williams. Hi, Octavia.
Hi, everyone.
We have Faith Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Gabeta's there on the cabaret microphone. Let's see if it works.
I'm so happy to be here.
It does work.
It does
Lovely.
Work. The cabaret mic's the best, isn't it?
Yeah. We have Anna Maria Ward.
Hello, hello.
And we have Joseph Klingon.
Good afternoon.
And then saving the best for last, we have Deb Strusand. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Deb and I were talking before we went on. Deb has been on the show before, but not while I've been here. Nick Mayo was here, and I don't think you were here either.
I was like, I don't think I was here. Mayo was flying solo.
Nick may have been
missed
flying
that.
Solo.
Nick
he
Square.
Might have been there with Nick Westrate because they did. Nick Westrate co-hosted
but he
once.
Came, yeah, but he came on too. And then we had the Knicks cubed from the squared that one time.
Anyway,
a lot of Knicks.
Whatever. Knicks cubes. So you and I, exactly a week ago today or tonight, went to see a little show called Hamilton.
Yes, we did.
Anybody else here see Hamilton? Okay, we have one. Oh, yeah. Here's a little piece of advice. Waving does not work on radio.
You're right.
That was Anna Maria Ward. Did you see it here? Or did you see it somewhere else?
I flew to New York City to see Hamilton my
Lovely.
Freshman year of college. Yeah, I worked 3 jobs and skipped a lot of my classes.
Did you see the original cast?
I saw the original cast right before anyone left.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all hate you. Has anybody else seen
Dobby Diggs winked at me. I'm just saying we're married now. It's legal.
Is that true?
He did wink at me.
Were you close enough for him to wink at you?
When I tell you I skipped all my classes to work, I spent an inordinate amount of money on this show. Yes.
Well, you know what? In hindsight, for me, it's well worth it because I've seen it twice. I saw it once in Chicago. I saw it once here. When it first came out and the prices were so high and I said, you know, and none of my contacts in New York worked, I said, you know what? It's going to be around for a while. I don't need to see the original cast. But to see Leslie Odom Jr. and David Diggs and Philippa Sue, I'm so mad at myself for not doing it. I honestly wouldn't,
you
don't care about.
You left Christopher Jackson out of that.
I left Christopher Jackson out on purpose because of what he did to me.
Sorry.
So,
with that.
Anyway, so it's here in Austin. It's here for the next 2 weeks. I want to remind folks that there is a lottery here. So there's an app. You can do it online. And that's it's a front row ticket for very little money. I can't say exactly how much, but it's very little. So
yes, and the lottery's for 2 days. Like, when you do the lottery, it's for two days in advance of the show.
And so. Even though I've seen it a couple times, I'm still entering the lottery. I've lost every day. Because you know why I'm a loser? Anybody else doing the lottery? And then the answers with the questions.
Yeah, I'm just learning. Well, that's awesome.
You gotta get right up on that microphone when you talk. No, yeah. Well, do y'all want to see it? Does anybody not care?
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be really excited to see it. It's just a matter of time right now because I am both directing and producing Cymbeline, so there. Things are a little wild.
Well, there you go. Such is life. I would make time. I skipped out on a show to go see Hamilton. Anyway, it's playing. You know, it's there at the Long Center. I must say that the lighting.
No, it's not at the Long Center.
I mean, it's at the Bass Concert Hall. Sorry, I was even there. I don't remember where it was. The lighting is gorgeous.
Because we had a whole bag conversation. Should we bring a bag? Not bring a bag. Bring a bag. And then we brought a bag.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
But I was all like, "I'll try not to bring a bag." She's like, "Never mind, I have a bag." I'm like, "Okay, great, never mind, I'll pack my bag."
No, I have. So the deal is, and oddly enough, the lines at Hamilton were much shorter than the lines at like Anastasia and some of the other shows that you would not. I was expecting really long lines, and if you can go without bringing a bag, clear or not, well, you can't bring a non-clear bag. But if you can go, like, if you can't put things in your pocket, so there's a special line for you. That's it. So we did have a Broadway opening this week.
We did.
We did, and it was a show written by your man.
My man, Terrence McNally. Terrence McNally. I love that man.
And it was Frankie.
Should we call him legendary American playwright?
Sure.
It's soon to be honored with a special Tony this Sunday.
Tell me when you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
But it did star one Audra McDonald.
Oh.
So you weren't done.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I just realized Audra was in the show, and I was like, oh, but wait.
Audra McDonald and Michael Shannon.
Yes.
Michael Shannon will be known for TV watchers from doing Homeland.
Yeah, no. But it's all about Audra McDonald for me. I don't know.
The Atlantic City one with...
with Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
He was in that. And other things. Anyway, so this is a revival of Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune, and it is... It got decent reviews.
Female director. Young.
Young. So Nicole is just going to do like one word and two word answers responses today to most things. It's which is good. It's good.
Well, otherwise I talk too much and then you're like, are you done?
I know, you
can't, try not to.
You can't make me happy. I'm trying to find her name. Erin Arbus is the director. And again, Audra McDonald and Michael Shannon. It got very good reviews. They got amazing reviews. It's directed in a little bit of a different way. So this is extra points for people can tell me when the original opened on Broadway.
I'm not allowed to play this game.
Yeah, you're not allowed. You know everything.
Yeah. 1987. Can you remember the cast?
Yeah, well, I can because it's written here.
Oh.
It's Kathy Bates and your man, F. Murray Abrams.
Yeah, I love F. Murray Abrams. Come on.
And then,
you want to watch Amadeus again.
Amadeus.
Rock me.
And then there was a 2002 revival with Edie Falco and Stanley Tucci.
Yes, another great combo. Yeah. And there was a movie version. Do you remember who was in that? Oh,
I didn't even know there was a movie version. Do tell.
Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Get out of town.
Frankie and Johnny.
Huh?
Didn't have the Claire
DeLuna. Oh, maybe that's why.
Part.
So my father, when he would come to New York, they were in the retail business. They would come for buying trips, and he had to always go to dinner at Frankie and Johnny's on 45th Street. And I would always go to Frankie and Johnny's. It's not there anymore.
No. It's not.
So
a lot of things aren't there anymore, sadly.
Anyway, so this was reviewed by Jesse Green. And
it's a limited engagement.
It
only
is.
Run until the end of August.
He says that Audra McDonald's has a feral, sometimes scarily raw performance, which I thought was very interesting. And
some great material for her to work with. So, I mean, I really want to see this.
Yeah, me too. And then Mr. Shannon has an extraordinary lucid performance. Okay. You know, I don't know how you could.
So
if you're awake and you're doing the show, right. Wouldn't you be lucid?
Touché, Lisa Shepps.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So there's a lot of classical music other than Clair de Lune. There are other things by other renowned classical music.
Which
like
is very Terrence.
Wagner, Shostakovich, which is hard to say, Bach. And then there is a plummy late night radio disc jockey.
Dun, 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 dun.
Played by,
dun, dun,
do you know?
Dun, 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 dun,
do you know? Do you know?
I do remember, yes, but
it?
I don't remember.
F. Murray Abraham.
Is it?
Yeah. In a delightful audio Easter egg, he calls it.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah, it's not. They didn't add a third character.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm confused now.
Good reviews, mostly around. Charles Isherwood said, McDonald and her equally superb co-star, Michael Shannon, render its various colors and moods with admirable delicacy and grace under the perfectly pitched direction of Aaron Arbus. Tim Tiemann of the Daily Beast said, one hopes that Tony voters of 2020 have a very long memory because this is one delicious piece of theater. And just to get the other side of the coin, Sarah Holden of Vulture said, while McDonald and Shannon are both fun to watch, their turbulent chemistry alone doesn't sustain McNally's somewhat overstretched play. Voila. But most everybody else was very, very positive. But so you're going to try to go see it?
Yes. Mom already made the comment. She's like, well, that's the first thing we'll see. I'm like, no, Mom, Hates Town will be the first thing I see. And then we can go see Frankie and Johnny.
There you go. So there was an off-Broadway review that I wanted to highlight. This is a review by Elizabeth Vincentelli. And it's called The Haunting of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Did you read this?
I was about to say, are you going to talk about The Haunting?
Yeah, I found it interesting. So not everybody loves Hamilton. And this is a show called The Haunting of Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's basically Scrooge. but it's Lin-Manuel Miranda being haunted by the people that from history that he's not portraying correctly about Hamilton's elitist... Well, let me read it. In the play, Lin-Manuel, played by Jesse Bueno, his senses possibly altered by Ambien, is visited by the kind of people who left out of Hamilton. Slaves, Native Americans, Harriet Tubman.
Tubman, I'm like, that's a new name.
That was her original name before she got married. Harriet Tubman. As if a cross between a Christmas carol and a trial at the Hague's International Criminal Court. Each witnesses lecture Miranda on the reality behind the audience-friendly Broadway razzmatazz. Mr. Bueno spends a large part of the show looking befuddled as his character is being schooled. I just found it interesting that I think it's good that they're calling to task the inaccuracies, because we all rewrite history to make it really nice. And they do talk about how... well, we knew Jefferson was a slave owner, but so was, I forgot.
All of them.
Pretty much all of them.
Hamilton didn't.
Hamilton married into a family that directly profited off
the
of
Schuylers,
slave labor.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. That's
the
true.
Schuyler okay. Mansion is still there up in Albany.
See? All right. Y'all know
you
more than me.
You could still go to it.
Unfortunately, they say this show was not very good. It was basically, there was no dialogue. It was basically Lin-Manuel being visited by these ghosts, just lecturing him in front of him, and then they would go on to the next one.
That's sad, so because there's a lot you could do with that.
And that's what Elizabeth Vincentelli said. There was a lot that could have been done.
Because you know the history person in me gets angry about some of that stuff and gets me going.
Yep. Okay, we've already passed Terrence McNally. Thank you.
He's only one of two other people.
So we're going to play this. Hopefully it'll play. If it doesn't play well, we will we'll knock it off. But this is our annual look from Laura Benanti, and this is her look at musicals.
2018-2019 season. Let's do this. Head Over Heels is how my child was conceived. Getting the band back together. Did not. Pretty Woman the Musical is My Fair Lady.
You know what? That's not really working either. I don't know where the speaker of this computer is. I couldn't put the microphone on it.
Yeah, well, the getting the band back together, but not. Yeah, that didn't last too long on the
stage. It's pretty funny. There will be a link at Offstage and On the Air for both this one and the musical and the straight play one. And the straight play one is actually, it's longer and I think a little bit more humorous. Well, not humorous. It is political, and it leans in the
witty?
Correct direction.
Hmm? Witty?
No, political.
Yeah, I know, but is it witty?
Sure. Yeah, I guess. It's very witty. Because she's witty. So... Anyway, so that's the Laura Benanti explains. Has anybody ever seen these things, these YouTube? She's been doing them the past 5 or so years.
I think it's got to be a good 5 or 6 years now.
Anybody?
No.
Crickets.
No. They're fun to watch.
They're fun to watch, and when she first started them, they were really hilarious.
So when she went into the straight play one, she said, you know, she had a little preamble. She said, in years past, I've been able to see them all, and I've been able to talk about what, because it's just funny. She just looks at the titles and makes them up. But she oftentimes came from a place of knowing what the show is about. She said, this time I didn't see any of them because she was in the middle of playing Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. And so she's made them all up. But one of the other things, the last one she does is she said, and Ink is about, and she turns around and she shows her tattoo that's on her hiney to the camera. And then she says, 2003, thank you, somebody. Somebody. She thanks some popular person. Anyway, that's it. You can see.
She thanks some popular person.
Yeah, like it's that person's fault that made her do this.
Yeah, no, I'm
thing.
Just laughing.
It was funny.
I liked your explanation.
Speaking of Laura Benanti and My Fair Lady, the cast album is out with the original Eliza Doolittle from this production, which was Lauren Ambrose. But they are releasing, I think, like 5 songs.
I would like to call it like a companion.
It's a companion piece. It's not the soundtrack, but it's...
I found this interesting, yeah. And I wish they did this a lot more, because there are so many shows that I was so like, I have to see the original cast. But then to be able to go back and see these different people in it, the show is different, the dynamic is different, and just as amazing.
Yep.
And I remember that in my head, but I'd love to have it in my player.
I'm with you. Okay, so there's... So this is Pride Month at the theater.
Yes.
And there was the Broadway Horoscope... Skype. I cannot speak. Broadway Horoscopes, your Pride Anthem. I heard some people talking earlier saying that they were a Pisces. Was it you, Simone?
No, I'm an Aries.
Aries, okay. Well, so would you like to know what your song is?
Yeah, sure.
It's Take Me or Leave Me from Rent.
Oh, that's so accurate.
I was like, that's a good song.
There you go. Who else?
We have the Scorpio in the house.
Libra. Who said Libra?
Libra, right here.
The best. I'm a Libra, too.
Yes.
So I'm going Libra, and then we'll get Scorpio.
Let's do it.
You're okay. Well, you're right near us.
Yeah.
I'm a Venus and Scorpio.
I'm a
so
Cancer.
That's good too.
We connect.
We can
Scorpios.
All connect to all
rising
of these. So let's do
Scorpios,
it.
So
what's that Libra
down.
One?
Well, I'm waiting for everybody to stop talking, and then I'll get to it. It's Dance with You from The Prom.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. Another good one.
So Scorpio is I'll Cover You from Rent.
I will cover you.
All right.
Oh, what's my Aquarius?
How many of them are from Rent?
Right.
Well, it's 2 so far.
What about Cancer?
I'm getting Aquarius next.
Yes, Aquarius.
Because this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Oh, hello, it is.
So speaking of that, when that song came out when I was a child when not from Hair but the popular version, I forgot who recorded it, but I always thought it was the Angel Aquarius, not the Age of Aquarius. Okay, Aquarius is Unruly Heart from Prom.
Oh.
And then you wanted one Cancer, Raise You Up, Just Be from Kinky Boots.
All right, what's Gemini?
All right.
I'm ready to be dragged.
This is the last one. Gemini.
Ooh, The Origins of Love from Hedwig and the Angry Inn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a
there
one.
We go.
I approve.
But that's fun. You can find that on playbill.com. Very, very fun. Let's see. What's next? There is a great article in the New York Times. We talk about swings here on this show quite a bit.
Yes,
because their job
do.
Is so hard. And
impressive.
All of the above.
So many things.
So there's a series of articles in the New York Times Magazine called What It Takes to Light Up the Stage. And there are 12 of them. The ballerina, the sword swallower, the gospel singer, the subway dancer, the lounge pianist, the Broadway star, the percussionist, the stand-up comic, the Broadway swing, the Vogue, the opera singer, and the rapper. So this last week was the swing. And it follows Angelo Sariano, who is a swing for Aladdin. He covers 14 roles.
Woo, that's a lot of tracks.
There are 12. Wow. There are 12 chorus members and two roles that he covers. And talks about swings, and the swings cover all these tracks. In Aladdin, there are 5 swings. In the one show that I did on Broadway, we only had 2 swings. We had a male swing and a female swing, and that was it. And they covered everything.
The Aladdin production, the production is.
But what I thought was interesting is I've never heard this, and you probably have, Nicole. Have you heard the term swinging out? Anybody? Swinging out as it pertains to Broadway?
No, I don't remember.
I was thinking dance.
So evidently, if a swing is there, you go. If a swing hasn't gone on in a while, a performer will opt to swing out to give the swing an opportunity.
A chance to go
and there's like one track that's like the most difficult track. And the day that the writer of this article, Scott Heller, followed Angelo around was the day that somebody swung out for him, then he could roll this track.
Wow!
And they followed him around. So here's what. Here's just a little piece of his track that day. So this is a paragraph written from this article. He delivered his one line of the night with a comic sneer. Go away, filthy beggar. But his star turn came in Friend Like Me. With backstage help, he climbed into a turntable lift that twisted upward from below and deposited him with a pop into the Can You Top This choreography. Dance, smile, exit stage left. Off with the crimson waiter's jacket, on with the gold-spangled one instead, tap back on stage, grab a cane, keep tapping, big finish.
Well, I was about to say, that show and the production, how long the numbers are, and the build on like four specific numbers in that show, that's why they have to have that many swings. It's crazy.
So here's an interesting thing. Tap dancers, you know, you want to hear the tap. So you have, sometimes they mic the floor.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have mics in the heels. But in this case, and this is the easy simplest, it's like the Occam's razor, the easiest simplest, they just have a mic right at the ankle for to hit the taps. Anyway,
smart.
That's it.
Yeah, that's smart. Or there's people that do bad performances and record the taps.
That's true. So one of the things I found was interesting about what it takes to be a swing, because you've got to leave your ego at the door. And he said the way to make this, because he's been swinging this for a long time, like I think since it's opened. He says the only one way to do that is to be comfortable with anonymity. So the idea is just to not be known. So I thought that was interesting. Let's look at the time. Let's look at this sheet. This is for you. Let me see. Let's see if we're going to hear the sound. I'm going to try it. It's back. Did you hear that?
Wow. It was ding, tink.
Rebecca rears its ugly head again.
We have to have the scandal and crime section. Rebecca, she just keeps on, she's like the phoenix resurrecting from the fire.
This, I believe, is the last one.
Yeah, but we thought, we've said that a few times.
Well, but this, they've settled. So it's over. So this is...
until they unearth something again.
So Rebecca, this great musical that was closed while they were in rehearsal, got shut down because of a scandal with money issue with a bad person saying he had money. He didn't. But anyway, the press agent, they went to find new funding, and they found a funder that had several million dollars, and he sent an anonymous email to them saying, be careful.
So it was a real PR disaster / financial.
So they sued Ben Sprecher, the PR guy, and they finally, he did not get, he was not found
accountable. The financial guy was kind of Ponzi scheming.
Yeah,
with the
it
money.
Was bad. Anyway, so it's over. They settled. It's over. Sprecher is, which was, yes, he breached his contract, but he did it to help somebody not lose several million dollars. So a lot of people were on his side. I was on his side. Just on a side.
Yeah,
it wasn't
but
I was on a side.
I understand what he was doing, but I mean...
This was 6 years long and 471 filings about
it. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if there's anything else that I want to talk about. Drama Desk Awards came and went. I do have to talk about this. There's a link on the site about the Drama Desk Awards. The prom won for Best Musical. Realize that Hadestown and... three others that weren't eligible because they had off-Broadway runs. The Drama Desk celebrates Broadway, off-Broadway, and off-off-Broadway.
If you're Best Actress, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, that was
Stephanie J. Block.
Yeah,
no, for Cher.
She's going to win the Tony too.
Really, you think against Ava and Kelly O'Hara?
Yes.
I don't know about that. Okay.
No, what?
The most unique theatrical experience is Peter Rothstein, who is directing Immortal Longings here.
Cool.
Which is kind of cool. He just won a Drama Desk.
That's cool.
And he's here in town directing.
That's cool. So City Center has announced Encore season, and they are doing Mac and Mabel.
I thought it was kind of interesting.
They are doing Evita. They're updating Thoroughly Modern Millie because Thoroughly Modern Millie is so problematic. But evidently, they've hired a playwright, Lauren Yee, to come up with a fresh new perspective. And so hopefully, I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
I was just trying to figure out. I can't figure out the how, but I'm interested in that.
They're
going to
figure it out. I do know that one of the actors that are either an actor, I think it was an actor that's playing somebody else, is Asian. Somehow that might offset the terrible yellow face business that they do in it. I don't know. But they're also doing a show called Love Life, which was a Kurt Vile musical that had an incredible... it was...
probably was a Jenny in it.
He
likes his Jennies.
Yeah, I know he does, but I don't think there was this time. Anyway, it's about Sam and Sarah Cooper. It starred Ray Middleton and Nanette Fabre. It was directed by Elia Kazan. I cannot speak today. Choreographed by Michael Kidd.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's a good group of folks.
Yeah, it ran. It had critical success. It ran for 252 performances. And it closed. And they say it closed because there was a strike. And they'd never made it out of the strike.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. So let's listen to a little piece of music from that. Hopefully the audio will work. And this is a song from that show, from Love Me, called Who is Samuel Cooper? And I ask you, who is Samuel Cooper? No, darn it, Laura Benanti. And you know what? The audio for this sound is not going to be great, but you're going to listen to it anyway. We won't be gone long. Just listen and we'll be back. We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa Sheps and Nicole Shiro.
Hello!
And a cast of thousands.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Maybe a cast of four in this case. We've been having great conversations with all our folks. And now we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk to the folks from the Generic Ensemble Theater. And that is Simone Alexander. Hello, Simone, again.
Hi.
Faith Anderson.
Hello.
Gabeta.
I'm here.
And Octavia
I'm
L.
Here
Williams.
Too. Yes, Octavia LaToy.
LaToy Williams.
Yes.
I'm
yes,
learning ASL, so I know that L is this. And that's also the first name of my name. So you...
Something's, you are on fire.
Something's wrong with me. Nothing you guys are doing a show called Black Girl Love, which sounds, and when you read it,
amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So what is the show, Black Girl Love?
Well, the show explores the intersectionality between lesbianism and black women and non-binary people. And it's kind of in the style of For Colored Girls,
yeah,
with
yeah.
poems yep. and choreo and scenes combined together.
Yeah,
beautiful
drama.
Mm-hmm. Awesome,
drama for sure.
And so is it like a series of monologues and things like that, or is there a narrative?
Yeah, it is a series of monologues, poems, and scenes.
Yeah, like vignettes.
Vignettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
And do you each have a- so do you each play one role, or you play multiple roles?
Yes, we play one, like our own tracks, but
the tracks are nonlinear.
Yeah, they're nonlinear, and so they're the same people in different situations.
So, Simone, you are co-directing this with KT Shorb, is that correct?
That's correct.
And we're sorry that KT wasn't
here.
We're sorry KT's not here.
I love KT. Make sure you get some love from the Lisa.
Yeah, give them some love.
Yes.
Faith, tell me about your character.
Yes, I play Kai.
Daddy Kai Kai.
Yes, Daddy Kai Kai. Kai is a masculine of center presenting black woman. So in our community, there tends to be this like identity of a stud, right? So, uh-huh. And this stud takes on a lot of this stud generally in the black queer community, like is like, a lot of like heteronormative takes on a lot of heteronormative roles in relationships. So mm-hmm. Kai is someone who's experienced this in coming out, but is now trying to combat that and bring a more healthy type of love from a masculine presenting woman in relationships. So,
wow,
yeah,
that is a complex role.
Just lying.
Definitely, you know.
Lying,
Gabeta, what about you?
I play a character called Dee, and Dee is coming out as genderqueer, nonconforming, trying to figure out who they are. And I play in roles that are about friendship, about loneliness, about fighting. I have a poem that I do as well as some dancing. And I think Dee is kind of, a best friend more than a lover. Doesn't seem to be able to work that out as well.
Cool. And I totally forgot your name.
Oh,
if I don't
okay.
It's Octavia.
Octavia.
Yeah. If it's not here, if I don't read it, it doesn't happen. It's bad.
Push through honor. What's up?
That's my fault. I've been doing good so far.
It's all right. You'll get it.
It probably won't, but
oh, okay. That's awesome.
I do appreciate the thought.
I play honor. Honor is femme. I imagine her as this grad student, probably studying African diaspora studies. She's super culturally aware and woke. I also imagine her to have all her crystals and meditating. So honor is me. I am honor.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this is radio and people can't see. You have these lovely, very long nails.
My nails? Yes.
Now is this part of your day to day or is this for the role?
Oh yes.
This is a day to day.
Okay.
I really wish we had the camera today. Gosh.
You it know, definitely works.
The magic.
I appreciate that. A little something, got to bring something to the role.
So I didn't set this up in advance, but let's see. Octavia, since I murdered your name, or
yes.
Actually didn't murder, I just didn't come up with it.
Yeah.
Can you choose a number between 2 and 54?
Yes.
And do it now, please. Tell me.
33.
Okay, let's see what that is.
It's not working.
Darn it, I thought I fixed it. Never mind. Yeah, never mind.
But it would be
we don't get to
if
know.
Someone telling you you're listening to Offstage and On the Air on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It was our pre-recorded legal ID. We are just not going to have any kind of interest in music.
Who needs
Colin
Taylor when you have Nicole Shiro?
That's true. I'm just going to keep trying every now and then.
No,
it's just going to come in. Well, this is great. Is this is this funny? Is it poignant? All of the above?
It's all of the above, definitely.
Yeah. I definitely say it's it has moments of surrealism as well as very hard realism. A lot of the relationship stuff is definitely I've been there with a significant other or family member sometime and we've had this exact conversation. Mm-hmm. So it really is holding up a mirror up to those hard conversations that we all have.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, considering it's adapted from, short stories,
right.
Black Girl Love. So it's very true to life.
Right. And it's adapted by a Dondra Cat Williams book of short stories and poetry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I knew that because I just read it.
Yes.
How many of you were in the cast?
There's four of us.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Who we missing?
Nice and intimate. We're missing Allegra, who plays Bree. Shout out to Allegra.
So this checks so many boxes that so many of us, especially those of us in the privileged world, don't see.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you're hoping to reach out to some of us so that we get to see a little bit more, that the world is a little bit more than what we see in our little
bubble.
Yes.
Bubble.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
It's definitely. Not the word I was going for, but it works. Is that the end? Yeah.
Yes.
That's the intention.
All right.
Well, thank you for
It brings out a lot of inside issues in the community, and so it's some of it is a little telling and showing and vulnerable and presenting it to an audience. But I think there are things that people need to know and to understand better about the Black queer culture.
Right. Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
I was just going to say within the community, the Black queer community as well, and then just kind of normalizing or bringing what the illusion could be right down to reality of that we're human beings and we all have relate.
We're all human and we all can relate to trials and tribulations.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter. We all put our pants on.
Yeah, for
we
sure.
all brush our teeth.
Yeah.
And it's
we hope.
I heard some people don't wash
their legs
anymore.
Exactly. But it's just, I think it's those moments that remind us all that are those great aha moments that really can connect us all to each other.
Now, I'm not a big fan of talkbacks after shows, but this seems like the kind of show that would merit one. Are y'all doing talkbacks?
We are not.
No. We actually did. When we did the reading, there was a staged reading of the place at UT last year before the production that Octavia and I were in, and it was a great little.
That was a good talkback.
Yeah, it was good, but unfortunately, not during this run.
Okay, well, we are plumb out of time. When do you guys open?
We open June 7th on Friday.
On Friday.
This Friday.
And how long do you play?
Till June 22nd.
Till
yes,
June
22nd. 3 weeks.
At the Vortex.
At the Vortex. Yep. Where can folks go to get more information about this show? Oh, I can tell Vortex you two different places.
I was like, Lisa's got multiple
well,
places.
VortexRep.org.
Yes. For sure.
Or Janenco.org.
Yeah, for sure.
So either of those places, we'll get you there. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes. Thank you all. Having us.
So it'll be a magical night.
It will. We look forward to seeing it. So I'm hoping the music works for this one because I really like the song I chose for you. But we're about to find out. That was Simone Alexander, Faith Anderson, Gabeta,
and Octavia. Yeah.
I'm just about to say it. You're like Peggy.
The no, L stands for.
And Octavia L. Williams of Generic Ensemble Company and the Vortex Reps production of Black Girl Love.
Black Girl Love.
By Al. Anya? Alania.
Elena.
Yeah.
Elena.
Elena. I need help with that. Yeah. L. Montz. June 7th through the 22nd, The Vortex. For more information, vortexrep.org. And we'll just see what happens here. It's too low. We're just going to jump right into the next thing.
I don't have headphones on.
Yeah, we're going to just jump right in. You
can't
hear it at all.
And I love that I don't have my glasses on, and I thought I was going to help you read a name. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, you don't have your glasses on. Yeah. You can't see anything, Nicole.
No, this one's... And yeah, that was... That was a tough one. Let's talk locally stuff right now.
Local by Lisa.
Yes.
I'm trying to give you music today.
It's good. We're going to need it. Hey, so there is a show that's opening tomorrow night at Ground Floor Theater, and it's Tilt Performance Group.
Get out.
And they were here on Co-op on the pilot show, community pilot show yesterday. And the Tilt Performance Group, they've been on the show before. They are a group of actors. It's a company of actors that works with disabled actors. And this is a show called The Flipside Redux. And this is a show that they did back in 2015.
Yes.
And really, the only thing that's the same about it is the title. They had reached out to playwrights to write 10-minute pieces. And so they did the same thing again. So these are all original works. There are 5 10-minute pieces and then one device piece that the company did.
Interesting. Are any of the same participants?
Yes. Yes. Toby, and I can't pronounce his last name, Al-Gublazi. So forgive me, Toby.
Toby's got a sense of humor.
Does have a sense of humor. actually, several people are in it. Kristen is in it. A lot of people that
I'm
were in
sorry.
Before. Yeah, you're making me remember I names by memory. That. It's terrible. And I feel bad. I apologize to those that I didn't remember their names. But
that's
yeah,
cool.
So a lot of people that were in it before are still in it, but it's pretty amazing. It opens on Thursday night. More information, tiltperformance.org. Cap T is doing a show called Dryland. Did you see this?
I did see that. I saw that you had it sitting there too.
Yeah,
I can see that without my glasses because it has a big picture.
It does. And it's got a picture of two women sitting in the bottom of a pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Seemingly breathing quite. They're talking in
well,
the bottom
don't you,
of the pool.
Well, Lisa, we had our last party underneath the pool, remember?
So this is Dryland. It's written by Ruby Ray Spiegel. It's directed by Cheryl Painter. This is one of their limited performances, and I don't know if it's... They do a thing every year for new directors, and I don't know if this is part of that project or not, because it doesn't say it. It is mature content. It is 2 weeks only, and I'm going to try to get the dates here. June 6th through 15th. More information, capt.org. I'm going to say capt.org. No, capital T.org.
I think it was, I think it's capital.
Well, I just said it. Yeah.
Sorry.
You thought correctly. All right.
Bum, bum, bum.
Finally, let's do Today in Theater History, shall we?
Today in Theater History.
Yes, in 19...
What happened, Lisa?
I'm about to tell you. Way back in 1940, the American Negro Theater is founded in Harlem.
1940, really?
And I don't know if it still exists in any way, shape, or form. Anybody know? No, I don't know. And I didn't do the research. In 1980, there's a very short revival of The Music Man at the City Center. Mm-hmm. It starred Dick Van Dyke,
mm-hmm.
who talks like this.
No step in time. We haven't had step in time in a while, Lisa.
And this is in 1991. Oh God, and I brought a record. Oh, we're not going to be able to hear it. It's killing me. Larry Kurt died of AIDS-related complications. Larry's best remembered for, he's the original Tony in West Side Story. I loved him in the documentary about the Company, recording of Company, where he took over for what's his name?
Bobby Baby.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, I can't think of his name right now.
I can see his face.
It's the guy playing Bobby Baby.
Yeah. And he just did it. It was a beautiful scene with him doing it. And I've worked with Larry several times.
He's like, where is it you worked and you had good stories?
I did Sugar with him, and then I did a workshop. And I know that, forgot who, he tried to do a Jolson show for years, tried to get it onto Broadway called Jolie. And I had a recording that we were going to play, and we still may play it, who knows if you can hear it, from Parade of Stars back in 1983 that he did, where he does Jolson. He was just such a sweet, wonderful man and very, very talented. In 2001, Cheetah Rivera launched a tour of a show that was supposed to go to New York. Do you remember? Could you guess what that might be?
But this was The Visit, wasn't it?
No.
No. What was this?
Casper.
Oh, yes, still. I tried to forget it. That's why.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. The musical. Yeah, it's bad. Also, 2011, Lysistrata Jones opened off-Broadway, and it would eventually go to Broadway later that year.
Not crazy. Someone had just brought up that show recently, and I looked that back up, and I was like, really? It was 2011?
Yeah.
Seems like a few years ago.
Yeah.
I know.
And it wasn't until 2014 that Kenneth Branagh made his New York stage debut. As we say,
so exciting. Well, this was that's not Dennis in French, but
it is for me.
It is in our world.
It is today for me. It's my version of adding an O at the end of anything to speak Spanish. That's it's terrible. Speaking of that, I am learning. I've started my classes at ACC for ASL, so that when I am working with deaf actors, which I will be in December, I will be able to speak with them directly instead of through an interpreter. But I won't be able. It is such an easy language to learn. I'm sure I'll be fluent in the next few weeks.
Well, you know what? You might be. I don't know.
I know. It's actually, oddly enough, it is one of the hardest languages to master. It's much harder than English or any of the Germanic languages or Latin languages that we sing. And people are over here signing yes.
I've been learning Japanese. You've been learning ASL. Two difficult languages. But you know what? We're conquering it all.
Okay. Well, you might be. So, yes.
I feel like you are too.
I'm not as confident in my abilities. But this was a great show. We're gonna chit chat right up to the very end if you can stick with me this long.
I am.
Because we don't have any music to cover.
La 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 la.
But remember, we are on Facebook.
Yes.
You can like us on Facebook. You can tweet us on Twitter.
Stitch us on the Stitcher.
We should be available on Google Play now, although I'm not 100% sure. And we're available on all those things.
We're on it's not iTunes anymore, was it? The Apple
Music
Podcast?
It's the Apple Podcast. Apple Podcast.
This whole change has me very confused in how do I get my music from here to there. But we'll save those old people problems for another time.
Yeah, it's third world problems. But we are there, and if you do get us there, we'll come right into your mailbox. You can also get us directly into your mailbox this way.
Just go to offstageonair.com, enter your name in the little email box, and when you click enter, Lisa and I get delivered to your mailbox each week. Voila! We arrive.
We're right there.
No looking for the show.
Here's what I'm going to try to do. Austin Monitor News is next.
Yes.
If you're listening on the terrestrial radio, if you're listening on the pod... Oh, I can't do this either. Darn it. I was going to try to switch to my iPhone to see if that would work. But I have have the new iPhone that you can't stick a little thing into anymore. So we will be talking. I'm going to actually. He was here. Say, he is Tracy. What's happening on Austin Monitor News?
We're talking about housing affordability. So exciting.
That's good. I know that many Broadway actors and theater people need affordable housing.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
So
it fits.
Yeah, it does fit. Speaking of affordable housing, in 1977, when I moved to New York, Manhattan Plaza had just opened up. And that is the affordable housing made specifically for people in the theater community. And me and my roommate applied for it. And then the wait. And then we found a very divey, disgusting apartment on 14th Street and 3rd Avenue. And they called us and said we got in. And we said, ah, we're okay. We'll stay where we are. How stupid was that?
Yeah, not good.
but at the time, it's on 10th Street and 42nd Street, which was not a great neighborhood back then. And now it's like, it's beautiful.
It's booming.
42nd yeah. Street.
It's 42nd Street. We could sing the song.
Yeah.
Naughty Body God.
So anyway, great show. Everybody tune in next week. We're going to go directly into...
Well, the curtain has just come down on I'm Crazy, the musical. The story of a woman that just cannot control her surroundings shows she drowns herself in a gallon of fish water from her fishbowl. That's it. That's the end of the story. Yeah, but she did. So we're here backstage. We've left the stage door. We've gone down the stairs. We're standing here next to the dumpsters. Our feet are in puddles of unnamed liquid, but we're happy to be with one another. And everybody from the show earlier came, so I'm going to try to like reintroduce everybody. And everybody switched orders, so we'll see how good I am. Faith Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Gabeta.
Yes, in the house.
In the house. We have Anna Marie Ward.
That's me.
We have Deb Strusan.
Hello.
We have Joseph Klingon.
Hey there.
We have Octavia L. Williams.
Hi.
And finally, Simone Alexander.
Hello.
So we have a huge group with us backstage. So basically, we're really just going to have time to sort of get just the littlest inkling about who you are. So let's start with Octavia since...
Yes.
Here. So here's what I want to know. Did you grow up in Austin?
No, I'm from San Antonio.
San Antonio, Texas, or the other one?
San Antonio, Texas.
Texas, okay,
yeah,
great.
There's only one to me.
So you grew up in... What got you... How did you get into the theater?
I started in middle school, real young, or like late elementary, and I did like monologues and in UIL competitions, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah, you know, we get a lot of people that got here from UIL and one-act play festivals and things like that.
Right.
So did you go straight from San Antonio to Austin?
Yeah, I went to college at UT. I just graduated.
I've heard of that.
UT. Yeah, right.
Were you at the School of Theater and Dance?
I was.
And you graduated with a degree in acting?
Yes, and then in African and African Diaspora Studies as well. I double majored. Yeah.
And what are you going to do with that degree?
Well, you know, I'm going to apply to mass for my master's soon, you know.
So you want to continue your education?
I definitely do, yeah.
Awesome. Well, good for you. Thanks. So any desires to, like, is New York or Los Angeles or Chicago on your radar?
Yeah, definitely. Those have definitely been on my list. But I also want to travel, and I kind of, like, want to take a year off, another year off, and just, like, live in Italy for a while.
Live in Italy? Why Italy?
That's my place. I studied abroad there. I did Shakespeare there, actually. Ooh, yeah. And I don't know. I love
and
it.
And where in Italy?
Florence.
Florence. I've heard of that place.
Have you? Okay, great. Indeed. I thought I was the only one.
No, it's more than you.
Yeah.
Well, that is cool. Anybody else ever study abroad? Which wasn't a thing when I was growing up.
No, I wish I had. No,
me either. My niece studied abroad, and I tried like heck to get her to go to some place that didn't speak English.
Yeah.
She didn't, though. She went to New Zealand and partied. Or Australia, one of the two.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I respect absolutely.
That is awesome.
So, Anna Maria, where are you from?
I am from the Houston area.
The Houston area. So that says not Houston. So wait, let me guess. You're from Katy, Sugarland.
Pearland.
Pearland. Yeah. Okay. So you're from Pearland. Okay.
I'm from Pearland.
And did you go to UT as well?
I did go to UT. I also just graduated last semester.
Okay. The two of you know each other from before?
We don't,
no,
but now we do.
But now we do. I mean. Hello.
So was your study also in acting?
Actually, no. I majored in journalism and minored in business. And then I accidentally got a minor in theater and dance by just taking a bunch of dance classes because I dance. So.
Okay. And what in dancing, what do you do? All of them?
Mostly hip hop and belly dancing.
Oh, cool. Do you do tap, ballet, jazz as well?
I like do it, but not well, you know? So.
Do you have the desire to be a professional performer?
I do.
Okay.
I would love that. I definitely did the degree thing for my parents because, you know, foreign parents, they're like, you want to do what?
You did you say what acting? Kind of parents?
Foreign parents.
Foreign.
Puerto Rican and Greek.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We call that Puerto Rican.
That's an excellent pun.
You're welcome. Feel free to use it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Quick.
So you got the degree for them, and then and so you're cool. And what are your aspirations?
Well, I mean, I also enjoy my degree. I am an editor and writer at The Daily Dot, a news publication. And but
The Daily what?
The Daily Dot is a news publication.
D-O-T?
D-O-T.
Daily Dot.
A dot every day. Okay. But yeah, I would love to perform for the rest of my life. And the goal right now is England. I want to get my MFA in England.
No,
just fixated on it for no particular reason.
Are you looking at any particular school?
Lambda and Rada,
mm-hmm.
The big ones.
The big ones.
I wanted to go to East 15 back in the day.
East 15 is good too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the day. Simone, what's your story?
You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Heard of it.
My mom grew up in Austin, though, so I was here for the summers a lot, visiting my grandparents. So I've seen kind of like the constant evolution of Austin through the years. And then I moved to Austin with my husband like 2.5 years ago now.
It seems to me you've been here longer than that.
No, it's that's crazy. Funny. It's been so short of a time. But I just pretty much freelance direct. I also have my own company, New Manifest Theater Company. And we opened this year with our first show in January.
What kind of work do you do?
Predominantly new work, really specifying on curating playwrights who are doing their like first few shows.
Oh, great.
So like really new works in general. So our last show in January was a Texas premiere. Our upcoming show next February will be a Texas premiere, and that's still like in the works.
What was the name of your show?
The Realness by Idris Goodwin.
Okay.
It was like a hip-hop 90s
okay.
Play, which was super interesting. And we're in the works for a short play festival in August.
Awesome. What, where can folks get information about your theater company?
Newmanifest.org.
Newmanifest.org. That's awesome. That's great. That's it's quite an undertaking.
Definitely.
And are you starting to get city funding and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're in the process. So currently we have a fiscal sponsorship with Motion Media Arts Center.
Uh-huh.
And we're planning on doing our short play festival there in August. And then hopefully this year we can work on, the full dive into nonprofit 501c3 status. But that takes a while. So.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's not as difficult as it sounds. I've done it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot? I know that's a word. Deb Strusen, you've been backstage before, but you were here with Nick Mayo, weren't you?
I actually wasn't on
You didn't
this
go backstage.
No,
you didn't. Okay,
part.
So good. So we get to learn about you.
Yeah.
What's your story?
So I'm from Washington, D.C. And I did an MFA in Shakespeare and Performance in Virginia before I moved out here to do my PhD at UT in English, which I just completed.
So you're Dr. Strusen.
Dr. Strusen.
Mazel tov.
Right.
Congratulations.
If I'm trying to be cool, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I'm also a doctor. I don't know. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
I'm not really.
Well, I mean, apparently being a PhD does not make you any less clumsy, because I went to 2 graduation parties and got really stupid injuries at both of them.
Oh, there you go.
So, like, there are advantages to having a PhD, but dexterity is not.
No, I would. And you know what? I'm not sure many people would think that it did help you in your dexterity.
You know, I was hoping.
You were hoping. Well, that's great. Congratulations on the PhD.
Thank you.
Really good. And what brought you to Austin?
For UT, specifically to work with James Lolan, who advised me on my dissertation. And if y'all who are listening to this know Shakespeare at Wynedale, James is the one who runs that. And that's initially how I even got to know Austin, was coming out to do Wynedale, and I knew I wanted to come back. So.
Oh, great. And Liz Fisher works out there as well.
She does, yes.
She does. Well, that's great. And I was just talking about Shakespeare at Wynedale, which I've never been out to see, and I should. Shame on me, right?
Yeah,
that's just how I feel.
I'm always really excited about those shows. They're enjoyable, and the land out there and the barn that they do the shows in is beautiful and immersive.
So, do you plan to stay in Austin?
I wish I could, but given the field I'm in, I'm going to have to go where the job is. So,
where's the job?
Wherever. I'm going to be in Austin this coming school year as a postdoc at UT, but I'll be applying for like real life professor jobs, which I did this past year. And, you know, like I say, where the job is, I applied to a job that was in South Dakota,
ooh,
which is not my idea of a place where I want to live. So.
No, I wouldn't imagine. And what will happen to Something for Nothing when you leave?
We actually have a whole great new team. So we have on our board, we have my associate artistic director, Lemons Clemens. We have Heidi Penix as our
we've gotten a lot of whoops about this.
Yeah, well, we've got a whoop-worthy group.
Good. we call those WWGs.
Yes. So we've got Heidi Penix on marketing and publicity, and then Allison Dillon as our managing director. So most likely one of them will take over for me as AD when I leave.
Awesome. Well, that's all good. Real, really good. Very exciting. I remember when I was young and things were happening. I really don't. I remember when I was young, but never were things happening. So, Joseph, what about you? Where are you from? This area?
I actually am. I'm born and raised Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Not familiar. Where? What high school did you go to?
I went to a tiny private school called Brentwood Christian School.
I know Brentwood Christian School. I know someone who is. They've got a theater department there, do they not?
Uh-huh. I was actually just teaching there for the last 6 months. Their previous teacher left to go up to New York. She had some awesome opportunities there.
Who is who? What's the name?
Michelle Alexander.
Yeah, okay.
Hey!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We love Michelle.
We actually went to college together, and then she took that job a while ago at Brentwood, and then I picked it up from her for the last about 6.5 months.
So now did you direct the musical that was part of the Greater Austin High School Musical Theater Awards?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay, because she did.
Yeah.
Oh, she did this last one as well.
They actually didn't have a musical this year.
She left
at a weird time, and they hadn't done the show yet, so I came in and to scoop it all up.
So you're scooping. Is this going to be a permanent job for you now?
We'll see. Probably not. My plan is to actually move out to LA and see what happens there. I have never done film before, but I'm decidedly curious.
Okay. Yeah, you're film curious. I get it. Did you go to UT, or have you stayed in Austin?
No, I went up to Abilene, Christian University.
Abilene Christian. A lot of people here did that. She went there too, as well. The Penfold boys went to Abilene.
Uh-huh. Yep, I remember all of them. They graduated about 2-3 years before I did.
Yep, yep.
But I remember their faces. And then I've done the New York thing, came back, lived on the West Coast in Seattle for a little bit, came back, and
so why did you leave New York? Why would one do that?
It wasn't the place for me. Okay. In all honesty, I am a Texas boy at heart, and I need the horizon. And that tight space was just a little bit too much for me.
All right. This is what makes horse races. That's all I'm saying. Well, that's great. Good luck for everything. So when do you think LA will happen?
Probably in about a year. One needs money to make that happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or not. I moved up to New York with nothing. I actually don't know how I survived. Although it was a different world. This was in the 70s, and you could live in New York cheaply, except you couldn't house yourself cheaply. But I lived in a tenement, so there you go. Gabeta, what's your story?
I'm a strange bird. I'm a little different. So I came from rural Michigan.
Which part?
And Vassar, a very small town.
Where is it?
In the Thumb area.
Okay,
yes.
So near Detroit.
About 2 hours outside of Detroit, northeast of Detroit.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, near Huron Lake.
Okay.
Or Lake Huron, depending on how you want to say that.
I say Lake Huron, but do other people say Huron Lake?
Sometimes.
Awesome, I love that.
I did. this is actually my debut into acting. And
cool.
Yeah, I'm a newbie. I'm actually interested in comedy improv as well.
Are you doing any of the improv work here in Austin? Because we have a great improv scene.
We do. I'm actually just reintroducing myself into it. It's been a while since I've taken any of the classes or interacted with any of those folks, but I just did the festival that they had.
OOB.
Yeah.
The Out of Bounds Festival.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very nice. And but my background is actually in healing arts. I'm a licensed acupuncturist. I just did my final doctorate semester, and so I'll be a doctor in July starting out. I'm into more so performing arts. I did West African drum and dance for many years. Uh-huh. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I just started doing sound meditation series called Soul Note. And so I'll be doing my second series in July.
So you are participating in Soul Note, or are you leading Soul
Note? I'm actually leading it. Uh-huh. So it's my baby. And so what I wanted to do is see what would happen if I took sound therapy out of the clinic and as a public performance, uh-huh. and then in collaboration with other artists. So I work with Color of Sound. I've worked with Las Cruces Cubensis, so to see what hip-hop and sound meditation would be like, as well as as, you know, like slam poets as well. I've brought them in the room. So it's been an interesting dynamic. And so we'll be doing three shows in July, August, and September
that
as a
awesome.
Part of my city grant. I'm also a city artist, and my sponsor is under Algo. So
okay.
Yeah.
We love Algo. And as a matter of fact, I meant to ask you guys with regards to the show you're doing, whether you got Algo. Is Algo involved with the...
With Black Girl Love? No,
yeah.
they're not. But they do know about the show, yeah. and they've been
because that's their
to
whole thing
it.
is yeah. queer people yeah. of color
for sure.
So well, that's great. So why Austin from Michigan?
My dad actually grew up in Smithville, Texas, mm-hmm. and so my grandmother had a stroke, and I ended up coming out of New Mexico to just come down and be with her and help, you know, take care of her and make sure that she's getting the care she needed. And I just stayed after and got involved in the drum and dance scene with Lanaya, West African Drum and Dance. And then from there, I just shot out and started doing my own work as a teaching artist and also a performing artist. And then, you know, putting my tentacles into different groups in town. So I do improv with classical musicians, so upright bass, viola, you know, song, chanting with Color of Sound. And then I also, you know, I'm a solo artist, so I have my own music out, and I hope to be recording again soon.
Sounds like you don't have enough time on your hands.
I
need to add a few more
I don't
more
watch
things.
Television. That helps.
You should watch television. It's good. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, how have you found your theatrical experience?
It's been wonderful. I'm learning tons every day. Every day I go in, I learn something new, and it's great direction, and I've been enjoying the cast, and I look forward to doing the show.
Well, great. Well,
yeah,
we're looking forward to seeing you on stage. We're looking forward to having you continue on stage. You've got a great vibe.
Thank
you. Probably
you.
Already knew that. But I'm for one. Let's take a vote. Who wants her to stay in the theater business?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By unanimous consent, you're
nice.
Stuck.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Awesome. Awesome. And I didn't bother asking your votes. Pronouns. I should have.
Sure. They, them, we.
They, them,
yeah.
we. Okay. So sorry.
It's all good.
I just misgendered you, and shame on me.
That's all right.
So cool. Last but not least.
Hello. What's up?
Faith, what's up?
Man, you tell me.
You were the first
one
here
in
the studio, and you're the last person I talked to.
Yeah, I'm always early. That's the way I do.
Me too. Yeah. So what's your story? Where you come from?
Born and raised Austin, Texas.
Lots of Austin, Texas,
yes.
and Central Texans here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I actually graduated from Pflugerville.
Pflugerville.
You know, I kind of got
I
caught up in all
Pflugerville.
The... Oh, please don't.
I do.
Even though we do go, you know, Pflugerville.
Pflugerville,
that's
true.
That's what it starts
it's okay.
with.
Okay. I bored my dog in Pflugerville, so I have a... I got a connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Pflugerville's great.
Did you do theater in high school?
Yes, I did, which is why I was going crazy when Cheryl Painter was mentioned earlier. Because uh-huh. she's very involved in the Austin theater, but she uh-huh. was my high school teacher,
oh,
my theater teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You don't look
it's
like
awesome.
You're much too far out of high school.
About 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God, you look great. I hate you.
Who's that? 2010.
Did you go to college here?
No, not here. I actually studied a little bit up at Howard University in
Washington,
D.C.
Oh, we talked about that before.
Yeah.
You were Howard doing theater. How's
yes.
Howard's theater department?
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it?
It was overwhelmingly great. Like, just all the people who would just visit us, do master classes, you know, uh-huh. Fisher Rashad, you know, people.
All those people.
Yeah, Debbie, like people who actually graduated mm-hmm. from Howard, mm-hmm. Just visiting. And our professors were great. The late Reggie Ray. I think one of my favorite classes was actually like costumes. I was
really?
Doing tech for costumes. Yeah. And it feels like a haze, but Howard definitely made me the artist that I am today.
Awesome. Well, that's
I would
great.
Never regret that decision of going up there.
I've never heard anything really bad about Howard in any of the disciplines.
Yeah, well, it's the only HBCU. It's one of the only HBCUs that you can get a BFA. As
yeah,
because
you don't
to,
really think of most of the historically black colleges as having theater department.
Right, exactly. So that's actually what took me up there. I was just like decided that and Tracy Toms, you know, from Rent. Yeah, well, that's where I fell in love with her. And she actually graduated from Howard
awesome.
University. So I was like, oh, man, yeah, I got to go where Tracy Toms goes.
So uh-huh. you grew up here. You went up to D.C. Why come back?
Came back to really just kind of ground myself.
Uh-huh.
And find myself. I'm
very much into wellness at this point. DC is very different from Austin, and the government aspect, the just everything, it creates a very toxic space, and I thrived there for a while, but then when it got a little too much, I needed to come home. Yeah. So I took a break from everything, and this is my first production actually since back. Like, school.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, good.
Yeah, so it feels good to come back.
Well, you're with
back
a great group of people. I mean, you couldn't pick a better group of people to come back to.
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you all for like hanging out with me backstage. It's a big, big group. I'm again, I'm sorry for the smell from the dumpsters. But you know, it's what it is. So thanks so much, and try to stay cool this summer. And good luck with all your shows.
Thank you.
See you, everybody. Bye.